Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Support for Ukraine was front and center at the NATO summit in Washington, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored in a speech to foreign ministers.
This summit has made absolutely clear that as the people of Ukraine continue to sacrifice immeasurably to defend their territory and their right to choose their own path, NATO will do everything possible to ensure Ukraine's long-term success. And that does include the strong bridge that we built to membership.
As reflected in the NATO members' Washington summit declaration, NATO is strengthening its support for Ukraine's security in the present and for the future. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan outlined what he called major moves.
First, allies have committed to collectively provide Ukraine with at least 40 billion euros worth of security assistance over the next year. Next, in partnership with our allies, we will provide Ukraine with 5 strategic air defense systems and dozens of tactical systems that are especially relevant to help protect Ukraine forces on the front lines. From our own production, we'll deliver hundreds of critical air defense missiles to Ukraine over the next year as well. And together, the United States, Denmark, and the Netherlands have begun the transfer of F-16s to Ukrainian forces, and Ukrainian pilots will be operating in theater with those F-16s.
The summit was also the occasion for the launch of a new agreement of long-term support for Ukraine, entered into by over 20 countries and the European Union, called the Ukraine Compact. This compact knits all of these countries together, said National Security Advisor Sullivan.
And it makes clear that we will continue to support Ukraine in this fight, and we will also help build its force so it can credibly deter and defend against future aggression as well.
In their Washington summit declaration, NATO members reaffirmed that Ukraine's future is in NATO, noted National Security Advisor Sullivan.
This summit, the Washington summit, is about building a bridge to NATO for Ukraine as they continue to implement important reforms. And the steps I've just laid out are the building blocks of that bridge.
Together they make clear, he declared, Putin cannot divide us, he cannot outlast us, he cannot weaken us, and Ukraine, not Russia, will prevail in this war.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.